The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died. So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He's been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews that had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So as we see, we've, by the covering of our crucifix and of our statues and images, we've arrived at the fifth Sunday in Lent. Next weekend, we will celebrate Palm Sunday, where we will all gather, take palm branches, and remember the triumphal entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem. But the revelry is short-lived, as it will be less than a week later that those same voices who are praising the entrance of this Savior will be urging Pontius Pilate to crucify him, crucify him. After next weekend, we enter into Holy Week and leads into the Holy Triduum, the 3 days that comprise Holy Thursday with our celebration of the Mass of the Last Supper, Good Friday, the day our Lord and Savior was put to death on the cross, and then the discovery of the empty tomb and realization of the resurrection on Easter morning. All of our readings this weekend make clear, unambiguous reference to resurrection. Our Old Testament reading about the vision given to Ezekiel of those dry bones representing the separated people of Israel being brought back together through the power of God. Our epistle from St. Paul, where he is writing to the Christians of Rome that the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to our mortal bodies through the Spirit dwelling in us. And we just finished with our gospel about Jesus being called by his close friends Mary and Martha about their brother Lazarus, who was gravely ill. In a pinnacle of his miracles, Jesus brings Lazarus back from death to earthly life. I'd like to take some special focus on the last handful of verses at the end of our gospel this evening, as Jesus arrives at the tomb of Lazarus. And if you would allow me this intentional pun, I want to focus on some meaning buried in those verses. Lazarus is in the tomb. He's dead. At the point Jesus arrives, he's been dead for 4 full days. We expect that his body was prepared with the typical Jewish practice of anointing the body with oils and fragrant ointments to counter that stench that Martha was so concerned about. Lazarus would have been wrapped in burial cloths, and a napkin would have covered his face. His tomb was sealed with a stone, not unlike the stone that will seal Jesus' tomb in just a matter of days, leaving the inside of the tomb completely void of any light stark and utter darkness. Against what can almost be perceived as incredulous heckling, Jesus approaches Lazarus' tomb and commands that the stone be rolled away. Martha, who when she went out to greet Jesus, affirmed her belief in the resurrection of the dead on the last day, soon forgets Jesus, declaring himself as the resurrection and the life, and questions Jesus' direction to open the tomb. But it is in Jesus' prayer to the Father, thanking the Father for hearing him and asking the Father to grant the words of his request, he makes that request, Lazarus, come out. And we see that Lazarus does indeed walk again, with the breath of life restored in him, just as Ezekiel saw in his vision that the breath of life, or in Hebrew, the ruach, was restored to the dry bones that God put back together. Jesus caps his miracles, as we've kind of seen in this progression of Gospels, with his miracles. He presented himself to the woman at the well and told her her life story. He restored sight to that blind man, blind since birth. And he now caps these with bringing a dead man to life. This is no magic trick, but the power and working of God. So I want to look at these last verses in a different way, with a different meaning. We, like Martha, through our Christian faith and hope, look forward to the resurrection of our earthly bodies into eternal life after we expel our last breath, our last ruach in this world. But we have the opportunity to experience smaller resurrections while still in this world. Lazarus was dead, devoid of life, separated from his family and friends. He lied in utter darkness, deprived of even a sliver of light in that sealed tomb. Brothers and sisters, we too can be dead to our sins when we turn away from the light of God and place ourselves in the darkness of our sins, such as those of the flesh that Paul spoke about to the Romans. But Jesus is there for us, just as he was there for Lazarus. He speaks to us to come out, turn from our sins, and be reconciled to him. Lazarus was bound by his burial cloths, just as sin can bind us. Our sins can make us feel so constricted, so frozen in those sins, that in despair we might feel all is lost. But Jesus tells us, come out. When Jesus instituted the sacrament of reconciliation, he instructed his apostles that whatever they bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatever they loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, just as we experience in the sacrament of reconciliation. At Lazarus' tomb, Jesus commanded that Lazarus be untied, unbound from his constricting cloths, and be let go. Jesus wants each and every one of us to be unbound from our sins, and he gave us the sacrament of reconciliation to do so. As we approach the celebration of the resurrection on Easter Sunday, we should ensure that we have properly prepared ourselves to receive that Easter Eucharist. The opportunities for sacramental confession are winding down. We continue to offer scheduled confession times here at St. Louis de Montfort, as do the other local parishes, that will come to an end with the Triduum in Holy Week. Additionally, St. John Vianney, that parish will be hosting the last of the area's communal penance services this coming Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., where many priests will be available to hear the confessions of the faithful. If you feel Jesus is calling you to come out, let me unbind you. Please respond to this call and avail yourself of this wonderful healing sacrament. Our 40 days in the desert have seemed to fly by, and we will soon be entering Holy Week with Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and culminating with our Easter celebration of the resurrection, with our Easter Vigil Mass on Saturday evening and the Sunday morning Easter Masses. Let's end our Lent strong in our own sacrifices of prayer, thanksgiving, and almsgiving, and be ready to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection gives us hope and faith in being resurrected into eternal life.